This official message, first of all, His Beatitude, the Archbishop of Cyprus, Chrysostomos, had thanked the Holy Father for his visit in the island of Cyprus, because that meant a lot for Cyprus and the people of Cyprus. And then, of course, in this message, His Beatitude addressed to all the people, to the members of this synod, the message that how things are going in Cyprus, about the churches, about the communities, the parishes, in an ecclesiastical way, in a theological way. And of course, he said about the problem that Cyprus faces because of the Turkish army in Cyprus. And of course, he also addressed the point of the ecumenical love, which is among the Christians and the Christian families, not only in the Middle East, but around the world.
Dialogue hasn't always been easy in Cyprus. There are those, aren't there, who don't want to see a gradual warming of relations between the Orthodox and the Catholics there.
Yes, well, officially there is a dialogue between the Roman Catholic Church, as we say, the Catholic Church, and the Orthodox Church. There is the official dialogue between the Holy See and the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. And in this frame, we had this dialogue also in Cyprus in October. So, of course, there are always voices which are against some fundamentalism, but I think in everywhere you can find such voices. Of course, the Church of Cyprus takes this fully into consideration and does the most to facilitate the dialogue and to find always the ideal way to have a result during these dialogues. It's a dialogue which is always in continuation. So we expect to see the results in the future.
You mentioned Pope Benedict's visit to the island. What impact do you think that had? What long-term impact, perhaps, can it have on the ecumenical relations between the two churches?
Well, not only in the ecumenical relation. That was something amazing, very, very great. In 2,000 years of Christianity, the Holy Father, this one, Benedict, the 16th is the first father who showed such a great interest for Cyprus, and his visit meant a lot in every aspect and in every way. It is a real blessing for the island and the people of Middle East, of course, for the dialogue. Actually, this is the reason why we are here today, participating in the Synod of the Bishops of the Middle Eastern Churches. So when the Holy Father came in Cyprus, he was warmly welcomed by not only by His Beatitude, the Archbishop, but also by all the members of the Church of Cyprus. And this has a great meaning in order to show our will and our effort towards the unity to come in the Christian body. So there are things to come, so I cannot evaluate now. It's of a great importance and of a great interest. I'm expecting new things to emerge out of this great visit of the Holy Father in Cyprus.